I love it.
Right there and all. Are you on the States, or are you in Peru, or where are you right now?
I'm in Idaho right now. My son got married 2 weeks ago.
Wow. Congrats.
Congratulations. So,
thank you. It was fun. I bought a house over the summer and moved, and I have a big shop now. So we had the rehearsal dinner in my shop. So it's been 3 months of preparation since I moved.
And now it's over, and it was fun.
And it was really fun. And now I'm just going, okay, where's my life? I left it behind somewhere.
It's right there waiting for you.
I know, right?
Sorry. Sounded like one of Pam Neely's birds.
So we have our pastor and some other friends of ours are going with Tyler Wednesday the 5th to Iquitos, Peru on a mission trip, and we're really excited for them, and we're able to share about our experience in Iquitos a year ago. So we're just...
When are they going?
They're leaving the 5th.
Oh, okay. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Playing drums, Tim?
What's that?
I said, I hear you playing drums, man.
What, did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Your phone.
Oh, here. Help me
go. Got rhythm. Almost
right. Kramer.
Hello. Sorry, you can't see me.
Can't see you.
On purpose.
Come out wherever you are.
Don't worry, Sharon. I had to go put my face on too.
I'm multitasking, so that's why.
When are you multitasking?
Never.
Yeah.
What you fixing for lunch there, Mark?
Pasta fazool for dinner tonight. Wish you had smell-o-vision. Nothing like a good dose of garlic. Making...
Marcy, what are you making?
Pasta fazool.
Pasta fazool. Pasta fazool.
When? What time is dinner? Is?
Yes, of course you do.
I do. Yeah, I do.
And dinner's what time?
What?
What time is dinner?
About 6.
Okay, we'll be there.
Okay.
We're coming to your place.
Okay, Timothy, I don't know. Anita's blasting my texting, so if somebody wants to do that, tell her whatever she wants. I don't know. I don't understand what she's wanting.
Oh, does she need that code? There's a code that you can plug in.
Yeah.
Is that what she's looking for? No.
I'll disappear from y'all and see if I can figure it out.
Kind of looked like an airplane pilot.
Yeah.
Ground control to Major Tom. Dwayne.
Yeah.
I see every other person on the airplane with a headset like that. I got to get me one. Those are neat. Hey, Bluetooth, though.
Are you going to start doing Facebook Live with one on in the limo?
I could do that.
Yeah.
That's right. I could do that. That would work.
Not very attractive, though. I mean,
that's what the away, <honey. laughs>
But it's Tim.
All right. Do we want to wait any longer, or we think Anita will catch up?
Here's an attendee. Bob Cutler is holding.
Oh, Bob. All right, Bob.
A couple seconds here, and just I'll get Bob rocking and rolling. Okay. Are you there, Bob?
I'm here.
Well, see, there he's there.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bobbery, Bob. Okay, Tim, go for it.
All right, if Kevin is still there, I'm going to have Kevin go ahead and just open us up an intercession. We'll join in. But thank you, Kevin, if you can do that.
I certainly can. Rabala Shonde Bakatande Labala Shokate Balatande Avale, join with me, Shibala Lala Kadanda Shibala. Rubala Baraba Kadanda Shurto Siki Rivala Tande Abakate Shapala Rubala Tande Avala Lala Kadanda Shibala Lala 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 Adonai Elohim, Heavenly Father, we worship you through the blood of Jesus Christ. We welcome the Tarash of Holy Spirit on, around, and through us now. Ooh, effervescing, bubbling up, effervescing, bubbling up, light. Moving away darkness on, around, and through everyone on this call and their loved ones. Out of the line of fire, in stealth, under the blood of Jesus Christ. And we say thank you, Papa, for the very opportunity to come together as family and worship you. With every breath we take, we say thank you for thank your you. Presence in our lives. Yeah. We wait now for an awakening of that which we already have, an awakening to your love at a deeper level.
Yeah.
Ooh, so we do welcome the new wine of Father's love through the Holy Spirit because of Jesus, and we say thank you.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. Hey. Yeah. Mm. Thank you. Whoa, wow. Let it rip.
Let him out. It's November. And 2019 is finishing up, and I wanted everyone to have an opportunity to do a couple of things. Is number one, yeah, go ahead and share what you're thankful for, and maybe even go ahead and bring up a target of intercession. And then I thought, with the Tarash of the Holy Spirit, I believe the only way to approach this is to bring up that issue or that target. And the only way I believe we can have the Tarash target that thing and nail it is through the spirit of thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So in a sense, we're kind of combining the both, the thing we're thankful for, and the thing we want to target with intercession. And the only way to target it is with the spirit of thanksgiving. And I just wondered if one by one, if you can voice what you're thankful for, what you're targeting. I'm targeting my ability to parent. I'm targeting my ability to parent properly because it's a whole nother level. It's a whole nother level with a 21 and a 19-year-old. It's just different. I have so many of you who pay us compliments and how great your kids are, how great your kids are. Yes, they are. Yes, they are, buds. So now how do we properly parent? I'm thankful for fathers in my life that have been there and done that. So I wanted to go first to just say that I'm very thankful for my kids, and I want to go ahead and also have that be a target of intercession with a spirit of thanksgiving, rather than go ahead and think and feel my mind brain can't really figure out what to do next. Oh, the other stuff. There's always stuff that pops up that many of you have told me that you'll always be parents.
Yeah.
So I would love for you all, one by one, to whatever it is going on in your life, if you think you feel it's something private, you don't want the other person to know, anyone else to know, gotcha. But is there something that you're thankful for, or you're going to approach with the spirit of Thanksgiving rather than frustration and anger. So if you could help me with that and just voice and articulate what you got going on, this also, in a sense, allows us to bear one another's burdens. And then at the end, after everything is said and done, we get to go ahead and do it properly and take a good drink. A good drink of the Tirash is the only way to approach this. We started off that way with Kevin, and we'll finish up that way. But so that one by one, I don't know if you can volunteer and step up and say, this is what I'm thankful for. And I also know it's a point of intercession.
Yeah, we'll kick in with that.
Go ahead.
We're thankful for our adult children. And yes, you'll always be a parent. And we're thankful for our 13 grandchildren. But the one we want to target this morning is Hannah. She's 32.
Gonna be 32.
She's getting ready to turn 32.
Wow.
And she's in Birmingham, Alabama. Anyway, she needs a real breakthrough. Mm-hmm. Same thing, you know, you want to, the skills of spiritual parenting. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who wants to go next? You can break theme if you want to go into something else or the same. It doesn't matter.
No, I like the theme. Sorry, I interrupted somebody there. I think it's very prophetic. I'm going to accept that as a word of the Lord. And I'm very thankful for my children. And I'm thankful for the this new season of parenting. And that we have the Lord to turn to for it. And that he was strong enough for us, and he'll be strong enough for them.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also am grateful for God's grace and mercy when it comes to family and children. I was just with my brother and two sisters in Boston for dinner last night, quick in and out. And my brother, I'm in Massachusetts when I'm there, which is a liberal hotbed. And of course, there aren't many lovers of Trump at that side of the family. And I got an earful from my brother. And I was very happy to have the grace of the Lord upon me to be able to listen to his, listen to it. And have love for my brother nonetheless. That's the grace, to be able to stand where I stand and still love my brother, knowing that he looks at things totally differently, right or wrong. And to me, that's very important, especially it was a sign to me of where the body is. And so the intercessory target is obviously for our family to start with. But then for the, as it goes out in concentric circles, be able to have love and grace for people, remembering, as Wayne was writing last week, it's not against flesh and blood, you know, it's against powers and principalities. And it's so easy to get hooked with the flesh and blood. And so today I target my family. Obviously, I just came from my siblings, which was a lovely time, irregardless of that moment with my brother. It wasn't directed at me. It was directed at the president. And, you know, but I guess I'd want to target Jason, our son Jason, at the moment, and that he would have an awakening, that God would really come forth in his life, because we are about fathering with this family, especially many things, but especially the fathering spirit, non-general. And so I'm happy to be with you all and be able to share that. So thank you.
Amen. Yeah. All right. Who's next?
I'm thankful for my children. I'm thankful for my son, Jeremy, and his desire to honor God in everything he does. And I want to target his relationship with me or my relationship with him, because I know that God is going to restore that.
Cool. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Who's next?
I can go next. I'm very thankful for I am. I'm thankful for my Hope Chapel family. I'm thankful that I'm going to Israel, which has been a 10-year long time suddenly.
Yeah.
My destiny is looming large, and I'm thankful for that, that his word is true. As far as family is concerned, I know God is faithful, and as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I want to see that materialized in its fullness. That's the heart of my heart for my family.
Since family is the theme, we're thankful for ours, of course. And today is our younger son's birthday. She's 42 today.
Oh, cool.
They know the Lord, but they kind of walk their own way. They walk more of a humanistic life, but they know the Lord at least. I'm really thankful for all the things the Father is doing and all the things he's opening up. It's been a season I've prayers have been answered right and left, but on the other hand, it's also a time I've come into more frustration because I see what the Lord wants done, but everyone seems to be dragging their feet.
I know that frustration.
I'm trying to encourage the body. The body is in such a transformation of becoming the church, the kingdom church, but they're dragging their feet, and it's hard to get them out of that old church and into the new. The worship is absolutely outrageous. The intercession, I think I'm kicking them out to get them out of their comfort zone in the intercession. It's a work in progress, and I'm really thankful.
I'm thankful that our sons still allow us to parent them from our experiences and can call us and just ask for advice. Not only our sons, but our daughter-in-laws. And both sons and both daughter-in-laws are completely opposite in their personality and character, but I appreciate I'm thankful for that, that they will allow us to spiritually not only be their parents, but their spiritual parents as well. I'm thankful for my brothers and their families that they know that they can come to Jim and I when they have struggles with their own spirituality. And I'm very, very thankful for the church that we have found in South Puget Sound that is a growing, we're growing as a family, and it's just been awesome the last few weeks to be in the atmosphere of the kingdom.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wonderful. I think we're going to welcome Linda Brightman, and I think the Trachias are on. I think I saw that name. Bless you.
Yeah.
Hi. Hey, we're talking about points of intercession that we're approaching with the spirit of Thanksgiving, seeing we're going to finish up strong 2019. And the only way to approach these targets of intercession is with the spirit of Thanksgiving. And we'll take a huge drink. I'm not sure, I'm trying to feel it now, but we're going to take a huge drink towards the end here after we go ahead and just be thankful for all the stuff that everyone's sharing. The theme has been parents, but you can invite the Tarash into your relationships no matter what. So that's the theme. So whoever wants to go next in terms of being thankful.
I'm thankful for my family. I was born into a Christian family, so most of them are saved. So that's a blessing. And I have several family members right now who are on missions. I have a nephew in Kenya, and I have a cousin who is in North Korea.
Wow.
Who could use some prayer.
Yeah.
He's on medical missions. But I'm really grateful for the I Am family because I don't have children of my own, but I've had a lot of spiritual children and a few pets. But I'm thankful for relationships in general, just being yeah. able to commune with one another. I really enjoy this Zoom meeting because it's a great way to get to know people I wouldn't get to meet otherwise. From the West Coast and
yeah.
way far away. So I'm really grateful for these meetings. And I do want to target my nephew in North Korea for prayer.
Who's up next? Who's up next?
Okay.
Yay.
Hey.
How's that, Linda?
Sure. Hi. Okay. I am, first of all, you know I live in Southern California, San Diego. So I'm very thankful that it was so freezing this morning. I checked the temperature on my thermostat in the house, and it was a freezing 71 degrees.
Oh. Poor dear.
I know.
Poor dear.
Vamos a la playa. Anyway, I'm really thankful for my I Am family. It was such a God thing that we all got connected. I love it. I'm really, really, really thankful. You guys are so important to me, and I'm excited about how I can get to know you, all of you, each of you, more and more and more and more. I'm thankful for, you're walking around, Josh. Now sit down, pay attention.
Yes, mother.
Anyway, you know, I'm thankful that there's a door that opened up for me to teach on identity in Northern California with a woman named Juanita. She was head of women's ministries of a church of about 12,000. She's not doing that anymore. She's her brother Dick Linnell pastored the church, and he gave it over to Ron Carpenter. So now Juanita and I are going to start planting something in her living room next Saturday, and I'm really asking for God to open the doors to teach the body, the new believers, and you know, I'm telling you, it's even leaders who go through yeah. times. Here's the deal. Is your identity is reflected in what you think about yourself. What you think about yourself takes, you find that out with what you say to yourself. It all happens in your head. And when I've been out, you know, ministering, there are a lot of leaders that just go through problems with that. I mean, you know, so I'm praying for open doors to do that. And in the process, I get strengthened and God downloads things into me. Like last night, he was downloading more about how to communicate identity to people who have never heard, who don't know, to the ones new in the kingdom. So that's something I'm really praying about, excited about. Let's see. You know, I'm thankful for the beautiful place that I live. I'm thankful I've got palm trees out there and plastic flamingos floating around in my pool. Seriously, I know. Just the little things. I'm thankful for Fuzzball, my cat, who sleeps with me. You know, my husband passed away 3 years ago. I just passed the 3-year mark a week ago. And but Fuzzball is my buddy. Fuzzball sleeps with me. And anyway, okay. Those are the things at the top of my list. You know, I'm thankful for being financially, you know, not worrying about all of that too much. You know, I'm thankful for the relationships I have.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing is the relationships. And pulling more in and loving and, you know, in expanding that circle of love.
All right.
Okay.
Awesome.
That was awesome. Thank you. I'm thankful for Rose Skiermont. Hi, Rose.
Hey, Rosie.
I think you're muted, Rose. You're going to have to figure that out. I'm not sure where to find the mute button. If it's at the top, unmute yourself. I'm thankful for the Trottiers.
There you are, Rose.
Birthday.
There you can Rose. See me, but you can hear me.
we can see both.
We can see, yep, both.
Both.
Where?
Hi, Rose.
Hi, but I can't figure out how to get so you can hear me.
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Okay, good.
there you be, Rose. Love you.
I love you, too.
Hi, John. Yep, it's at the top there, yep. The unmute button. Bob Kotlars, bless you, man. North Syracuse representing. There you are, John. There you are, man.
Hey, good morning.
Love you.
You guys, good to be seen.
So John is stating the temperature outside. What's it there in the eastern part of Washington?
I'm going to take a look. Probably about 20.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
It's cold.
29, she says. So we have
that's
a heat wave.
Happy
and we
birthday,
just heard Linda Lisa. Talking about 71. How wonderful is that, right?
Yeah. I know. Oh, I'm all bundled up.
Those rows.
So we can see
them. Ah, makes me do.
So we're thankful for Teresa's birthday today.
Yay! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
She doesn't want to be seen, but that's all right.
Love you. Bless you.
Thank you. I received that.
Amen.
Receive all the blessings we can get, right?
Bless you.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. I don't know if Bob Kotlars is still on. Bob, if you can unmute and just say hello. Can you do that, man? You might be driving, trying to do this. All right, no worries, pal. Love you. Sharon Kramer's there. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Someone told me I had to talk.
It's in the fine print.
Not come on. I'm thankful for my family and my church family and my I Am family and lots of other things. If we're targeting family, it would just be that my girls would come into their destiny.
Ooh, yeah.
Lay aside all the pain and the hurt of the past and just walk in their destiny.
Amen.
Amen.
And thankful for little houses. Tiny houses.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole nother prayer point. You know, we just, you know how we do Airbnb. The zoning people just served us a notice that we're going to have to stop that. So we're going to file an appeal and write a bunch of letters and stuff. So we need a breakthrough in that area because it's been a blessing to be able to do that financially.
Right,
and plus,
right.
New York is way behind the times in tiny houses and zoning, so we need to make a difference in the law of the state. Anyway.
Well, well, well. We invite the Tarash in the favor of the Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
And to
yes.
David and Sharon Kramer's atmosphere and everything that they touch. Thank you all.
Mm. Yeah, the Lord says you put in an appeal and the government will slip in favor.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Receive it.
Amen.
All right. Did everyone have a chance to share? Did we hear from you, Rob McCullough? Are you doing good, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you by the Pacific. I can hear you, man.
Yeah, so I went bicycle riding at 7:30 this morning, and it was not 71 degrees.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Come to California, gang. I think really there's a nice, UIM headquarters here.
Really nice now, though. So what I'm really thankful for, Linda brought up relationships, how important that is, and it really is with me, too. 3.5 years ago, I was married for the first time, and I am so blessed with the woman that the Lord brought, that he gave to me and gave me to her. She has a stepson. He's in the Air Force. He's in pilot training. He just got married.
Oh, cool.
She has a relationship with God, but she doesn't. And my heart's desire is that he would have that wonderful living relationship with the Lord, and that she would also come into that, and that both of them would walk in the path the Lord has for them. And also, the Lord spoke to me a while back. He told me that what he's not brought about in the natural for me, because I've never had any kids myself, he said he was going to bring about in the spirit, and I was going to be a spiritual father to many. And you know how he means what he says what he means.
Yeah.
And he's bringing that about, and I'm really looking forward to the fullness of that. And also, a couple of weeks ago, I knew that he's been changing me a lot, and he said, I've really changed you a lot. It's so good. You know how he knows how to meet your heart so well.
Yes, he does.
I'm just really blessed by all that he's doing with me. And I'm so blessed by my IM family also, and by the church too. But so I go to Cloud Nine in San Diego. The Lord told me when I went there, he led me to go there, but he said, don't join a church, but be unified with the body of Christ. So it's the whole body. And IM is very much a part of it. And I'm just really blessed to be a part of all this. I really am. Oh, yeah. Wait, one more thing. I see unity in the spirit. And I missed the last Zoom conference, but I was on the one before. And I'm seeing the unity that we're in, and it's like a cluster of grapes, like we talked about before, but we're all merging together. What the Lord showed me about that is the boundaries that we have as the I, as in ourselves, they're going away, and we're more and more becoming, entering into this oneness with him and with each other.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I got
for today.
Be blessed.
Thanks, Rob.
Amen. All right. If everyone's had a chance to share, has everyone had a chance to share? If not, please go.
I haven't had a chance to share, Tim.
Go for
Tim
it.
Tim Rose. I haven't had a chance to share.
Love you. Go ahead. Amen.
Can I do that?
Absolutely.
Okay. The first thing I am thankful for is the fact that I came to the Hope Chapel and that I moved to New York State, because I fought the Lord on that. I did not want to come. And I don't feel that I would be where I am today if I had not come there. Because the pastors at that church have allowed us to grow and not be put into a format that we could not grow. So that's the first thing I'm thankful awesome. For. The second thing I'm thankful for is the entire IM group and the fact that I was able to meet Irene 2 years ago, and she came here and stayed, and I got to know her. And I got to spend a little time with Wayne as well. So I was blessed by their spending that time with me. Beyond that, I am blessed because every time I spend time with Marcy, she's sort of my mentor. She's helped me to grow. She's helped me to see things in the right fashion. I'm thankful for my two sons and the husband that I had. I met my husband when I was in ninth grade, and he was in 10th, so we spent all that time together. So we had a wonderful life, and this will be the third Christmas I'll be without him. So it's always hard at this time for me, but I know he's where he has to be, and I'm where I have to be because I have things yet to do. Yes, the Lord is speaking to me about them. Marcy's helping me through them with the Lord's help. And so I'm thankful for all of that. I'm thankful that my older son has been turned around by the Lord. It's taken 40-some years, but he did it. And now he's actually working in the ministry with men who have been troubled and have addictions and stuff. And he's finally gotten engaged after all this time. So it's a wonderful time for me. I am very blessed. And my other son lives nearby, and they are always here to do whatever needs to be done without being asked. So, yes, the Lord has blessed me tremendously. So, Tim, this is a great year, not only for the entire family of the Lord, because he certainly is escalating everything that he has his plans are. But we can see it. We can see it happening around us. People that I spend time with are all starting to have some kind of vision of the Lord that he's brought to them, that they're experiencing. And it's a wonderful time. So, and we're going to see more of it. I know that, you know. All right. So I am just like thrilled to death that I'm living at this time. So that's what I'm thankful for.
Woo-hoo. Great. Wow, Rose.
I don't talk that much.
Love right? you.
But when I do, I say it all.
Wonderful. I just got a text from Bob Kotlaris. He's able to listen. He's not able to talk right now. So we love you, Bob. No worries. Love you.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, before the Apostle Paul talks about relationships and wives and husbands, and he says, drink the Spirit of God, huge draughts of him. Sing hymns instead of drinking songs. Sing songs from your heart to Christ. Sing praises over everything. Sing praises over everything. Any excuse for a song to God the Father in the name of our Master Yeshua. So that's what we're going to do. Turning everything. We're going to go ahead and just drink. And after a time of drinking, I'll have, if Josh could do that, I would just say certain sparks of prophetic utterances to go forth into the atmosphere out of our time of drinking. If you can go ahead and do that. Josh can spearhead that if you'd like, Josh. Appreciate you. But we want to go ahead and drink. Because with that stuff, go ahead and put us in a point of frustration and despair, but the Father has a different plan. We're not going to come from that mind-brain deal. We're going to go ahead and be led by Spirit and the Tirash to displace all the enemy would want to put in place. So, Father, we thank you. Let's go ahead and just enjoy him right now. Can we? Oh, Ricky, she goes.
Thank you.
By the blood of the Lamb, now. The blood of the Lamb. Now we rejoice in the presence of the Lord. We rejoice. We rejoice in the now. We invite it. We receive it. Receive you. And rejoice in the presence. An awakening in the presence. Roll out the barrel. Kindness.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. 99 bottles of wine on the wall.
General.
Pouring them down and increases. Thank you.
Increasing.
I don't think these are drunk as you suppose.
It's 9 o'clock someplace.
You're rushing my kitchen with pasta fazool on the stove.
I hear Richard Wilson. Roll out the barrel.
Rise in the Holy Ghost and fire.
Ha 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 ha!
Ooh. So into our families, we invite you, Papa, with thanksgiving. Yes.
Yes.
Into all of our children relationships, we invite you in with thanksgiving.
Yes.
And upon the promise of your word that says our family shall be saved.
Our inheritance.
In heaven, our inheritance. Fully saved. Fully connected with the fullness of you, God. Now we pull upon your word and say, now all you adult children, you come now, run the
gas.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
On the land in the blood with calculated acts of love.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jambalada.
So then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, thus shall you shall bless the sons of Israel. That's the children of Israel. We're blessing our children here. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you. So we're going to lay the bless upon all of our children and our children's children. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you shalom. Shalom to your children. Shalom. The substance of shalom.
We receive it.
Amen.
Hey.
Shalom.
Hey. Hey.
I keep hearing. Bring up a child in the way he shall go, the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart. You will not depart from it. If you brought up your children in the way they should go, they will not depart from it.
It's a good word.
Declare and decree it.
Thank you, Papa.
Hey, Josh, I wanted to give you room and a chance to go.
So, you know, I mean, there's, we've come over a hump. We've come over a precipice here in the spirit, and it's been a long time coming. The Lord is saying, throw your hands in the air, and you throw a V for victory, but also it's a funnel to receive what we have been waiting for. But in order for it to establish the feet of it, set foot upon the reality of the time which is now, and to avoid time trap, we receive it now by faith.
Yeah.
We say that we have gone over the hump.
Yes, we have.
We are now entering in, and that's what the Lord is saying right now. And this is a step of faith. It has to be. The contrast must be presented. And so that's what I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying. Yes. And
amen.
And in that V also I see a cone, and there is an explosion, a volcanic explosion coming forth.
Hey.
From the surrender, the victory. Throwing your hands in the air like when you come over the hump on a roller coaster.
Roller coaster.
Now it's all downhill from here.
Whee!
Woohoo! Yeah! Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Woo! Yeah!
Woo! Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, and I just saw as we raised our hands like that, and you said that, Josh, God said that's the place of surrender. Now the fullness of the burden of our children that was never supposed to be weighted upon us, that burden is now off.
Thank you.
He's
always known our children before they were ours, and he has the ability to conform them and transform them to the image of his son. I agree with you, Josh, that we pass over that thing. I just heard the Lord say, just like we initiated, that we no longer have to wonder whether God loves us, came forth from Papa Wayne, that now we no longer have to wonder whether our children and these relationships are in God's hands. God said, got it, and you're going to see a manifestation of it. And 2020 is going to be that year that we see the fullness of our children come to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Hey.
Hand up. I'm holding it. I call it the other hand. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I had yesterday, and she just had waited upon us, and it's been fun just shaking it off right now.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I like it,
man.
I can't wait to watch the video of this a few times.
So this is going to sound corny, and pun is intended, but Dean, when you shared the word about, you know, we brought up our children and the way they should go, I all of a sudden saw a corn stalk, and the Lord said, I'm giving them ears to hear. Our children, that I've gone deep in the Lord, that as that stalk comes forth, that they have ears to hear. Corny, yes.
Yes.
That crossing over is a point of realizing that your job is done.
Yeah. You know,
God has taken over, and they're in that roller coaster. Yeah. God's got them.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, so when our kids do stupid stuff, we'll just watch this Zoom call.
Yeah.
That's wisdom there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Wee.
Y'all sure do stuffy meetings, you know. y'all just do stuffy meetings.
It's in the stuff.
It's your Ross stuff.
Hey Tim.
Yeah.
Tim, I keep hearing new wine, new song.
Ooh.
Sing it.
You be the doo-wops behind you.
But your new song is your new testimony.
Yeah, amen.
I think we're going to hear some new songs about those kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only about those kids, but from the mouth of those kids.
There you go.
Yes. Yes, Marcy.
From the mouth of those kids.
Amen.
New wine, new song.
Yes.
New ears to hear. Yes. New salvation experience.
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Ooh, our son brought us chips and queso.
Oh! You know, Josh, on a total side note, you just helped me with something, with a point of revelation. I showed in Psalms, it says, I praise you from fearfully and wonderfully made. And that word for praise actually means to shoot both hands up in the air. And that just, it just shows that, you know, it's not just antennas, it's our transponders are aligning with him and his spirit and that funnel experience. And it's just,
awesome.
Yeah.
Praise you, Lord.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
I know. All right. Love you so much.
All right. You too. Love you too.
Yeah.
Next time we'll do this. It'll be December, I'm sure.
See all your beautiful faces.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
You know, I feel he is saying the train is on the track. And when you're on the roller coaster, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. He's got it. And he takes you places you could not go otherwise. And it's exhilarating. It's unpredictable. It's It's the most glorious feeling. And the roller coaster I grew up on was in Santa Cruz. And so when you first get on it, you go down into a tunnel and it's really scary. And then you come up into the light and you're going up that long, long ride, you know, to the top. And then it's like anything can happen. It's like we're entering into the fun zone, okay? The fun zone.
Mm. Yes.
Are you ready for the loop-de-loop?
Yeah.
All right.
Never leaves the tracks.
Yeah, there it is.
Amen. Oh my
God.
Love
word. Your Papa Wing.
Happy trails.
Happy trails.
Happy yes. trails to you.
All of you have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thank God for all of you.
Yeah.
We thank God blessings. For you too, man.
For you.
And also
big
with
blessings.
Okay.
All right. Love you all.
Love right. you all.
Thanks for the drink.
Y'all.
Until next time, stay tuned.
Right. Thanks.
I wonder how we turn this
thing
off.
Next happy hour.
Pull the plug. No.
Josh off. Left. Okay, there you
bye.
Go.
Bye.
Love you.
Love
all right,
you
good job, Tim. Bye. Thanks.
Okay, bless you.
How do I do this?